Ding dong, Maverick on high. Magic Mike's bells are ringing. Ding dong, Shazam in the sky. And Spider-Man is swinging.
Oh. Upgrade to Sky Cinema for more of the latest blockbusters like Top Gun Maverick, Magic Mike, The Last Dance, Shazam, Fury of the Gods, Fast 10, and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. 2 free View Cinema tickets a month and Paramount Plus. Sky Cinema.
Movies make Christmas.
That's good value.
Sky TV contract and Paramount Plus setup required. View ticket valid Sunday to Thursday. Limits and restrictions apply. See sky.com for terms.
Hello, Podlers. Coming up, it is the grand final of the Sauce Off, and we have enlisted a very special guest judge in the shape of Greg Wallace.
You decided to stick the chocolate bar in the duck's bottom.
More from the Master Chef Supremo on the way. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
For the final time, we are going to Slippers. I think Uncle Noel's going to miss the PRS, if
yeah,
anything.
He is, isn't he? Yeah, he's relying on this for income.
Yes, Slippers Inside the Eye of Your Mind sees you be given the opportunity to win a pair of fluffy hotel slippers. Very swanky, very cosy, perfect for this time of year. They've got the show logo embossed on the front, so they really are the talk of any town. And they have gone up and down and around the UK. We've been immensely proud of this particular autumn-winter collection of merch. But, of course, times move on, as later on today, we are going to be joined on the show by MasterChef Supremo Greg Wallace, who will be choosing the winning sauce. Clough or Fountain of Youth will be the next merch we give away starting tomorrow morning. But for now, Matt, how does Slippers Inside the Eye of Your Mind work?
Well, we've taken a clip from yesterday's show, Dave, but we have bleeped out a key word or phrase. If you correctly identify the missing word, you will win the slippers. It's as simple as that, my little cosy winter warmer.
Thank you, Matt Dyson. So yesterday, a listener by the name of Hillary was the penultimate person to win the slippers, so I thought, why not enjoy her clip again? And this is what she had to tell us when it came to her new dog.
Oh, I'm so excited because my puppy X, my the weekend.
Oh, no.
Desperately need some more.
Oh, it's a tale as old as time, isn't it? My puppy ate my So how new is your puppy, Hillary?
Oh, he's 19 months. He's not a baby. He just likes
Right, OK. Fair enough. So, to win the final pair of Absolute Radio slippers, just tell me, what did listeners Hillary dog eat? Is it A, her centaur's trilby, or B, her unicorn slippers? A, her centaur's trilby, or B, her unicorn slippers?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Slip inside the eye of your mind.
So, for the final time, we're going to slippers inside the eye of your mind, and the mind in question belongs to Charlotte. Hello, Charlotte.
Hi, Dave. Hi, team.
Morning. Welcome along to the show. Oh, it's great having you on board. How excited are you to be the person who could potentially win the final pair of slippers?
Super excited.
Okay, so you like the main station, you like 90s. You're going to go and work out after you finish your call to us?
Yeah, work out and go to work as well.
Okay, well, you work in a college in Shropshire, that's right, isn't it? My first ever love was from Shropshire.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, really?
I met her in the arcades at Centre Parks. And then we parted ways. She was wearing a green jumper, so I was called a greenie. That's not you, is it, greenie? No?
What a lovely pet name.
Yeah. I was like 11, so, you know.
No wonder she didn't stick around.
I will call you greenie. Oh, bye then. Thanks. Do you want a candy floss? No, okay, bye. Charlotte, your husband Craig is listening right now. He's already at the gym.
Yeah.
So you're one of those couples who, you know, you love one another, you train hard together.
Oh, no, we don't train together. We've got separate gyms.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. Already the awkward separate gym stage, I see. And you got a couple of kids?
We do, yeah. Bailey and Ava.
Bailey and Ava. So if you win the slippers, are you going to cherish them and use them on Christmas morn as you watch the children open the presents that Santa has bought? Or are you just going to stick the bins out in them?
No, I'm going to cherish my slippers and then I'm going to give my husband my cast-offs because he has none of his own. So.
Oh, okay. Oh. Do you know what?
Win-win.
As it's the last time we're doing this, why don't you play for a pair of slippers for yourself, and we'll give Craig a pair of slippers as well.
Oh, I love that.
We know he's listening in the gym, so we'll get them out to you if you can tell us. Listener Hillary's dog ate what? Her centaur trilby or her unicorn slippers? Which was it?
I'm going to go unicorn slippers.
Absolutely right. Yeah. Charlotte, well done.
Brilliant.
Have a great Christmas when it comes around.
Thank you for tuning into the show.
Oh, well, that's our pleasure. Thank you for tuning in. Send our love to Craig. Send our love to the kids.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Here he is with the comings and goings across social media. It's Matt Dyson and the social ammunition.
And let's start with Alan Partridge, who's got the sport on the day today, except this is real life. It's ITV Midlands sports reporter Dan Salisbury-Jones teasing ahead to his football update on the telly. Here he is.
Sport is going to be brilliant tonight because I've done what Jamie Vardy did. He punched himself in the face and Leicester won. I'll tell you more in a bit.
Does he punch himself in the face?
Can you hear it? Can we hear it again?
Yeah. I've done what Jamie Vardy did. He punched himself tonight because I've done what Jamie Vardy did. He punched himself in the face and Leicester won. I'll tell you more in a bit.
You know that saying, like, oh, if he told you to jump off a bridge, would you?
Yeah.
This guy, you've never met a professional footballer, has punched himself in the face. Yeah. You don't have to do it on your own television show, my friend.
He probably got back home from work with, like, a bleeding nose, and his partner was like, what happened to you? And he's like, oh, it's a long story. Jamie Vardy punched himself in the face.
I had to do a creative tease ahead of the bulletin. Which I want to see more of it. More
I like his passion to present
hitting
it.
Themselves in the face. Maybe you could try it, Glenn, during the sport at 7.
What's happened? What?
Glenn, you don't have to punch yourself in the face.
Don't listen
to Matt.
We don't all have
Can
to
everyone
do.
Stop no, punching themselves
I
in
mean,
the face?
The actual Jamie Vardy, when he did punch himself in the face during the game because he missed the sitter, was quite. He really went for it.
Did he?
I've not seen it. Himself in the face.
Despite that presenter's best intentions to tease me into it, I didn't actually see it.
Oh, well, yes. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. It's well worth watching. And the other story this morning, you know how annoying it is when you're the people that used to live in your house, their mail keeps coming to your house.
Yeah.
And it can go on for years. This guy in Australia has gone viral because he was getting post to his house for 2 years. His name is Benny Davis. He's an Australian musician and comedian. He started off returning to sender and doing the right thing and hoping they'd get the message, but it kept going on. So the only way he could find out how to track down the person whose post kept coming to him was by making a song, a viral earworm song, which is just amazing. Here it is.
Change your address, Nicole to Brand. I'm sick of getting your mail from the Bank of Queensland. Change your address, Nicole to Brand, with the Department of Health and the Bank of Queensland. You moved out of my place nearly 2 years ago, so I think these institutions deserve to know. Privacy laws mean I can't contact you, so if any friends ever see this, you know what to do. Change your address, Nicole Brand, with the Department of Health and the Bank of Queensland.
It's such a ridiculously jaunty earworm, that is.
It's straight in the brain.
And it worked, because 5 days later, Nicole Hildebrand got in touch and she changed her address.
Did she? Right. Yeah, right. Well done.
Yeah, so that was
the end system of does work.
Yeah. That's social media for you. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your date.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. Five words. 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
Time once again for radio's easiest game to play, the hardest one to win, and having a go today. In Inverness is Andrew. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. Andrew is a plumber, loves the main station, and a couple of years ago matched 5 out of 5.
Ooh.
Andrew also told me, admittedly in confidence during that last song, that he used to really like playing along with you, Matt.
Yeah.
But recently, quote unquote, you've become a bit random.
Oh, really? Oh, dear. I've always been, haven't I?
I've always been random. How dare you? So how dare you, banana? So, Andrew, I'm going to spin the random player generator. Do you have a preference?
Probably Emma.
Probably Emma. Right. Okay, let's give it a spin.
Player
see you got.
Generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn.
It's going to be Emma. Emma.
Emma Jones.
Yes! Emma Jones is in play.
Okay, good luck.
Emma is making her way out of the studio. 3, 2, 1. She's gone. Old Swiss, have we turned off all the devices in the corridor and kitchenette area?
We have.
In that case, we can now play, Andrew, as I give you 5 words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Emma's going to give me. Because if your words are all the same, then I can give you £5,000. Good luck.
Sure.
Boy. B-O-Y. Boy.
Girl.
Bath. B-A-T-H. Bath.
Time.
Time. Nice.
Sausage. S-A. You don't need to spell it. Sausage.
Roll.
Roll.
Yeah.
This is definitely 3 out of 3 so far.
Yeah, it has to be.
Ship. S-H-I-P. Ship.
Shipmate.
Yes.
Shipmate. Yes. Really good.
My goodness me, Andrew, this is nice. And finally, Lucky. L-U-C-K-Y. Lucky.
Now, do you go follow on or do you go opposite?
Oh, he knows how to play.
Yeah.
You fancy him, don't you, Glenn?
We're seeing the workings of his mind. A wider contextual understanding of how the game's
nice. We needed this.
Yeah.
You know what the world needs right now? An Andrew in Inverness. And that's what we're getting. So the word is lucky, Andrew. What you got?
It's got to be unlucky.
He's going to go opposite.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh, this is looking good.
I think it's looking really good.
Luckily, you picked a precise Emma Jones and not a random.
Yeah.
A random like Matt Dyson. It's good. OK, Andrew, your words are locked in. Stay right there. Emma Jones is in play next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. 5 words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
And so the time has come yet again to try and give one listener £5,000 as they attempt to match 5 words with a member of the team. If you're just joining us, we have Andrew in Inverness, who loves the main station, is a plumber, and once matched 5 out of 5, but it was many years ago. We also have Emma Jones, who is back in play. Good luck, both.
You can do it.
Yes, come on.
The first word this morning, Emma, is boy.
Girl.
Correct.
Yes.
Bath.
Tub.
Oh!
No.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, bathtub is absolutely fine. Bath time is also...
Bath time.
Yeah. Very, very good is what Andrew gave us.
Sorry,
Andrew, you haven't won the money today. Let's go through the remaining words because it was a great set of answers. What have you got for sausage?
Roll.
Correct.
Yes, yeah.
Ship.
Mate.
Correct.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Charm.
Oh, unlucky.
Okay, fine.
So, 3 out of 5 on 5 words, £5,000. Andrew, lovely having you on the show. We'll speak to you real soon.
Cheers, guys.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Now, recently, a listener by the name of Tom contacted Matt and I on social media, and he said, "I'm loving the sauce off. Wouldn't it be fantastic if the legend Greg Wallace made the final decision as to who sauces best?" And so I made a phone call. It gives me great pleasure to say, please welcome to the show the star of MasterChef, Celebrity MasterChef, MasterChef The Professionals, and a lot more brilliant stuff besides. It is the one and only Greg Wallace, ladies and gentlemen.
Amazing.
Greg!
I am honoured.
The way you're looking at both the sauces now is making me feel a little unnerved, I'm not going to lie.
Well, there's a brown one, which I'm guessing is going to be brown sauce type in that it's slightly sweet, slightly acidic. Mm. And then a green one that seems to have chunkier bits looks to me, because it's green, like it might be chilli.
Yes. You're absolutely right. The brown one is my sauce. It's a barbecue sauce, but it's got the sweetness that you just mentioned. And Matt's sauce, which is called Clough, after the former manager of Nottingham Forest, is a chilli sauce.
It's a hot sauce with jalapenos. Yeah, it's green after his iconic green jumper that he used to wear.
Have you got your favourite Clough quote?
I wouldn't say I was the best in the business, but I'm in the top one.
Yeah. I like. I got in bed with my wife the other night. She went, "God, your feet are freezing." I said, "When I'm at home alone, love, I think you can call me Brian."
Yes, known to many as God. Yeah. I'll dig it.
Okay, right. Greg, it's so nice of you to find some time in your day to come and do this for us, because you're just so incredibly busy, including with MasterChef The Professionals, which is on BBC One right now, and you can catch up on iPlayer as well. This is back for the 16th season. And I suppose the question I've got to ask you first is, do you still get the same buzz and excitement when you know it's coming back? Obviously, you get a call from the producers. Do the juices start to flow?
Yeah, because it's about people. And you never, ever repeat the same group of people, do you? You don't know what you're going to uncover. And let me tell you, that professional MasterChef tastings, I don't know where you'd have to go and how much you'd have to pay to get dish after dish after dish of that quality. It's just quite extraordinary. I mean, you are looking at the next generation of British culinary talent.
Yeah.
And that is, look, you know, anybody that enjoys a slice of toast with butter on it is going to absolutely love turning up for work as a judge on Professional MasterChef.
I was quite taken by the recent episode where, you know, they were competing in a kind of pop-up restaurant way. I mean, how you can turn the kebab into what was presented to you guys on the show. It is just merrifical. Do you have those moments, even, you know, 16 seasons in, where you go, wow, that is impressive. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, regularly. There are moments when you just take a step back and you just think, wow. Especially a scenario like that, with that pop-up. Mm. Because what we asked them to do is come out of Michelin fine dining mentality and get yourself into street food, with just amazing consequences.
Yeah.
I mean, just their takes on noodle dishes and their takes on burgers and kebabs was just off the scale. That, funny enough you picked that out, because that was one of my favourite days, or 2 days, in the whole series.
Yeah, you were glowing through the screen at me, Greg, when I was watching it. I thought, Greg's having a good time there.
I'll tell you, there were some bits that don't make it in. So one of the guys was struggling dishing it up.
Right.
And so I went in there to lend some advice, and Marcus Waring just put his hand on my shoulder, and we're good mates. He went, mate, you go back there with a spoon and taste it. Don't go anywhere near. Go anywhere near the business end of it.
So Chef Waring is putting the boundaries in place whilst you're filming. My goodness.
I think he respects me as a judge, but he wasn't going to allow me anywhere near the cooking.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
You are listening to Absolute Radio, and my guest this morning is Greg Wallace. Greg, you're a man who often goes viral. You're a meme of a human, and a clip has resurfaced recently, and it was you refusing to eat a cod cheek omelette. Now, I didn't know that cod had cheeks to start with. But you obviously, you have to draw a line from time to time, and I picked that out as an example. When you're about to do that, is that you obviously being, you know, the most famous taste buds on planet Earth? They belong to you. You're a judge, you know, you're held in high esteem. But would you still struggle to go, like, I don't really want to insult this person? Or do you just need to go, no, thanks, mate?
I think so. I mean, especially when something is raw. I mean, the cod cheek omelette is just wrong.
Right. Even the words in a sentence don't make sense.
I think Monica Galletti at the time went, cod cheek omelette?
Yeah.
I haven't had one of those before.
No.
Cod cheek omelette. Which was enough.
Yeah. Pick the bones out of that backhanded compliment, chef.
No, Monica Galletti, I've been around fine dining all my life and I've never seen that combination. Yeah. Maybe for good reason. But also, you see something that looks beautiful, it's perfectly browned, and you cut into it and you realise its heart's still beating. Now, you just simply cannot, you shouldn't put that in your mouth.
No.
People say to me all the time, don't you ever just want to spit it out on the floor and say, that's disgusting? No, I would never want to humiliate somebody.
No.
You know, what I would say to them is, look, you decided to stick the chocolate bar in the duck's bottom.
A
To me, that's slightly challenging. I think that's a work in progress. Yeah. However, the duck is cooked beautifully. There are ways of saying it where you don't need to flatten the person who's made it.
The chocolate bar in the duck's bottom is my favourite Agatha Christie that never got written, let me tell you. Now, speaking of things going viral, Greg, you know, and I actually don't know how you feel about me bringing this up, so I hope I'm not causing any offence in this at all, but we're kind of on the 12th year anniversary of Buttery Biscuit Base. Now, is this like something you're immensely proud of? Is this something you're kind of just live alongside in your universe? Or is it something where you're like, why on earth have you brought that up, Dave?
No. I'm none of those things, funny. I just smile about it.
Okay.
It's become almost iconic. I can't say I had a hand in it. When I first saw it, I thought, wow, that is absolute genius.
It's catchy. It's still catchy to this day.
I still listen to it in my kitchen sometimes.
I'm nearly 60 years old. I'm an old man. I bumped into Professor Green. Yeah. And he went, mate, me and you, recording artists, we're rap stars. Me and you, we're brothers.
Wow. Friends with Professor Green because of Buttery Biscuit Base.
Because of the Buttery Biscuit Base. Secretly, I really, really like it. What does surprise me is I still get sent it on social media by people saying, Have you seen this?
No.
Mate, it was 12 years old.
Yeah.
You look at me, I'm twice the size. Yeah. John Turow's still attractive.
There's some great pull-out quotes from this for the podcast. I'm loving this, Greg.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where this morning star of MasterChef The Professionals Greg Wallace is with us this morning. The time has come, the moment we've all been waiting for. Your iconic taste buds will decide the eventual winner of The Sauce Awakens.
But it is going to come down to preference on whether you like a chili one or a barbecue. And you know, and interestingly, I'm a fan of both of those style of sauces.
Perfect.
So, you know, you've got to allow a bit of personal preference into this, to be honest.
OK, well, on that note, and now we're this late into the competition, we've come this far together, I must say I have tried Matt's hot sauce clough, and I actually really do like it. So
yes.
Yeah, and that's as much of a compliment as you're going
to
get.
I like to sip from the fountain of youth too, Dave. They're both nice, but there can be only one winner.
Can I ask you, as the makers of said sauces, what would be your preference to serve it with? So the chili one first. Where's that going?
I think you can't use too much of the chili sauce because it is quite powerful. But I'd have it with some chicken, maybe some chicken wings, a little dip in there would be nice.
And where's the BBQ sauce going?
Well, the barbecue sauce, again, I totally agree. I can see a nice toasted ciabatta, some nice chicken breast, crispy lettuce, maybe some tomatoes, and then a drizzle of Fountain of Youth over the top. Mm-hmm. And I think you've got one of the great sandwiches.
So they're both going on chicken.
Yeah.
We're
not through to the next round, are we, Greg?
I mean, you bigged it up, but they're both going on chicken.
I can put it on a pudding for you if you want.
Yeah. Or in that part of the duck.
Let's leave that part of the duck alone, thanks. As I said, the moment is upon us. Up next, Greg will be choosing the winning sauce. But before that, let's go with your latest with Emma Jones and Glenn Moore.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Today is a big day on The Breakfast Show. Greg Wallace is here. So the brown coloured sauce before you is named Fountain of Youth. It is a barbecue sauce. The green is called Clough. It is a hot sauce. You have got the toasted pitta. If you reveal and the lid can come off.
Now, very nice.
What do you think about the look of the sauce, first of all, Greg?
I like the shine on the barbecue sauce, the Fountain of Youth. I do like that. And it's a chocolate colour. I mean, I was a child in the late 60s, early 70s. I like things that are brown and wet.
OK.
All of my favourite dishes growing
like the Thames
up.
Was back then. Yeah, OK.
The green one has that beautifully, almost scary look of bits in it that you get with a very hot sauce.
OK.
And it's got a texture that also seems relatively thick. Again, that's something you would get with a scary hot sauce.
Greg, which one are you going to start with? The choice is yours.
I'm going to start with the barbecue, and I'll tell you why, because if the hot cluffy is really, really hot, it's going to impair my palate to taste the Fountain of Youth barbecue.
100% agree.
All right, so there you go. Look, 20 years of MasterChef, and that's what I've learned.
Yeah.
Oh, that I've just tasted the Fountain of Youth. I've stuck my tongue in it. I haven't chewed off the bread. I've licked it from the bread. And it starts with an obvious sweetness that goes into a spiciness and actually finishes sweet, spicy, with the smoky echo comes in last. That's a good sauce.
Yes!
That is a good sauce. Actually, no, there's a creeping heat. There's now a creeping heat to
just
that
the
as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's good. Ooh. That's everything. If you said to anybody barbecue sauce, I mean, they probably wouldn't be able to put it in words, but anybody listening, if you think about what you want from it, dipping your fries into the bar, you want it sweet, you want it spicy, you want it smoky. The little bit of heat, the creeping heat, I think is an added bonus. I like that.
Okay, well, of course, Creeping Heat was also one of my erotic dancing names back in 2004, so that's a happy coincidence. Are you gonna bite or are you gonna go for Clough now?
I'm gonna have a lick of Clough.
Have a lick of Clough.
Oh, okay. Creeping Heat, it ain't.
Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
You get that, like all hot sauces, you get that almost like lime pickle flavour first.
Oh, yeah.
It's a sweet sharpness, and then it comes into heat. Actually, it's not as hot as I thought it would be.
Oh, OK.
No, I've got one at home that we keep in under lock and key.
Right.
In case anybody trips over it. And that is an absolute beast. It's a monster.
Oh, he's going back for more.
Yeah,
he's going back for more of the cup. This is a good sign.
OK, yeah, right. I do like it.
Yeah.
Oh, right, that one's hit the back of the throat.
Yeah.
No, it's nice. Limey, sharp, mm-hmm. almost refreshing. Ooh, before that real power of that heat comes in. That's a proper hot sauce.
Yes.
And it should be handled with care.
Yes.
Well, there can be only one winner.
It comes down to this.
There is one of these two excellent sauces, and I mean that. I'm not just putting it on. There is one of these two excellent sauces that has more layers of complexity than the other and actually has more versatility. And that is the Fountain of Youth.
Yes! Yes! thanks, Greg.
He's going to be unbearable.
Yes!
A barbecue sauce is by design more versatile.
Well, it was always going to appeal to a much market.
All I'm hearing is complex flavours.
Yeah.
By design more versatile, a delicious sauce. Not my words, the words of Greg Wallace. Yes! The winning sauce!
Well, Greg's decision is final and we have to accept it.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Thank you. Although I prefer your name, the name of your sauce.
The concept. Yeah, you're on board with the concept.
Well, yeah, but concept. People don't put concepts on their chips, do they, mate?
You wait till hear the radio advert. I'll play it to you later. You're going to love it.
Greg, as I said at the very beginning of this chat, I'm so grateful for you taking the time to pop by and judge this, and I'm even more thrilled that you've chosen mine as the winning sauce. So, thank you. MasterChef The Professional semi-final continues tomorrow night.
Get in there!
At 8 p.m. One of my favourite series in the whole thing so far is this one. Check it out on BBC One and BBC iPlayer, and the finals are in Copenhagen. Kick-off next Wednesday. You excited about that, Greg?
Do you know what? I've already filmed it. It's one of the best nights out I've ever had with Marcus and Monica, and that final is incredible.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, our friend Greg Wallace. Thanks, Greg.
Legend.
Oh!
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where for one day only, just after nine, is giveaway time. Because we've just 26 days until Christmas, we want to celebrate every single day this week on the show with your chance to win up to £2,000 of gift cards of your choice, thanks to gift cards from Tesco. Share the festive feeling with a gift they will love. And playing this morning on line one, we have Victoria. Good morning, Victoria.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hi, Victoria, welcome along to the show in Wiltshire. Loves the main station. We've been talking during the last couple of songs. Exciting times ahead for you, Victoria. You've just graduated from uni.
I have.
Okay.
Congratulations.
How are you feeling about the big wide world? Are you feeling good?
I am, yep.
Excellent, that's what I like to hear. So, what were you reading at university, Victoria?
Maths.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, you better hit Victoria with a follow-up question, mate, because I'm totally stumped.
What's the square root of pi?
Good question.
What did you get in your degree, Victoria?
I got a 2-2.
Oh, no, it's good. Yeah. You didn't just write good question after every question on the paper, did you? That's my friend, is a good question.
Yes, I like it. Yeah,
a very good mathematical puzzle is this. Right, next question. Victoria, it's great having you on the show. It really is. So what I've got here is five gift cards from Tesco. Now, all you need to do is tell me if the next gift card along is higher or lower in value. Get all the way across, you're going to win up to £2,000. Get one wrong, and we'll give you the amount that you're currently on for that gift card. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
That's the spirit. Yes. Let's do it. So, your first gift card, lock it in your brain, is for Wagamama, or Wagamama, as
Wagamama.
We established it was is correctly named on the show not too long ago. Now, it's worth £50. So, £50 at Wagamama. Are you going higher or lower when we ask you Roblox? Is it higher or lower on a Roblox gift card?
Higher.
It is higher. It's £150. Up next, we got a Greg's gift card. Ooh. Is it higher or lower than £150?
Ooh, higher.
It is higher. It's £650 at Greg's as we move in. That's a whole lot of steak, mate. I mean, you can take the gift cards as you choose, by the way. You've not got to spend it all at Greg's. Okay, up next, £650 is locked into your frontal lobe as we move to Airbnb. An Airbnb gift card. Is it higher or lower than £650?
Lower.
Is not right, unfortunately. Oh. It was higher, £1,800 on Airbnb. But the long and short of this is, Victoria, you've won £650 worth of gift cards. Well done to you.
Yay, thanks.
Really lovely having you on the show. Good luck with the next chapter of your life. It was lovely talking to you, and thank you for tuning in on the main station. And that was all thanks to gift cards from Tesco. We'll be playing again tomorrow morning, but for now, there's another chance to win on our website, absoluteradio.co.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is time to bid you farewell from one of my favourite ever episodes of this breakfast show. An episode where the truth did out. And that truth is that the Fountain of Youth is one of the tastiest sauces the world has ever seen.
I can't believe it, but what a journey it's been.
What a journey we have been on together, Matt Dyson.
Yeah.
It just goes to show that when a young man, a man
young.
about yeah. to be 29 years of age, can walk into a big supermarket in a strange country, see so many sauces, that young man can dream big. And that his sauce can get the seal of approval from one of the most famous sets of taste buds on planet Earth, Greg Wallace,
amazing.
Off that there MasterChef.
Yeah.
He came in here, he tasted it. I think your boys took one hell of a beating.
Yes, unfortunately we did, but you know.
So Clough will never be tasted by the general public, except for those who happened to be at Wick's 2 weeks ago on a rainy Tuesday. However, well, the Fountain of Youth will be bottled by our friends at Sauce Shed, made into a proper sauce that we will give away on this show so it can adorn your Christmas table.
Amazing.
It's a beautiful thing, isn't
it? Yeah, it really is.
And you can listen to what special guest judge Greg Wallace had to say on the latest edition of the podcast, which is named the Sauce Off Grand Final. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. And yes, the Fountain of Youth! Yes!
At Holiday Inn Express, the best meal of the day is always included as part of your stay. Rise and shine with a muffin and croissants galore. With a buffet this good, you'll come back for more. Try excellent eggs. There's fresh coffee too. Or a hot English brekkie. You do you. Holiday Inn Express. Comfy bed, banging breakfast, always included. Travel like you mean it with IHG Hotels and Resorts. 17 hotel brands, 6,000 global destinations, and IHG One Rewards loyalty program.